Back now with Day to Day. Sudan won its independence more than half a century ago, but since then, the East African nation has been mostly mired in civil war. Emmanuel Jal was a child soldier who escaped the conflict. On his new CD, War Child, Jal raps about what he saw when he was forced to fight. He talked recently with music journalist Christian Bortle, who has this story.
As the title of his new album suggests, Emmanuel Jal was a war child. In fact, now, at the age of what he guesses to be about 28, he's still struggling to overcome the emotional toll of the war he grew up with.
My childhood wasn't fun. I was born in the times when the war had already happened. We were always moving, running, bombs dropping, funerals after funerals, sad songs every now and then.
I believe I've survived for a reason to tell my story to touch life. People struggling down there. Storms only come for a while, then after a while, they'll be gone.
Jal was about 7 when his mother was killed in the war. His father, who was a commander in the insurgent force known as the Sudan People's Liberation Army, sent him away to school in Ethiopia. Jal says many kids ended up making that journey over hundreds of war-torn and inhospitable miles by foot.
A lot of people died. I would say a third of the kids died on the journey because of starvation, wild animals, and raid by other villagers to steal the kids and keep them. It was an awful journey.
I lost my father and mother in this battle. My brothers too perish in this struggle. All my life I've been hiding in the jungle. The pain I'm carrying is too much to handle.
When he finally reached Ethiopia, Jal found that he was enrolled not in your average school, but in a school-cum-military training camp. Along with their ABCs, Jal and the other children were taught to be soldiers, how to use guns, knives and machetes, how to attack towns. And after all the atrocities he had experienced in the Civil War, his mother killed, his aunt raped in front of him, his village burned down, Jal says being given the chance to fight back was exactly what he wanted.
We were told we have an enemy and they are called Arabs and they are this. For me, I knew these are the people who burned my village and I wanted to revenge and I wanted to kill as many Muslims and many Arabs as possible.
After 2 years of fighting as a child soldier, Jal managed to escape the rebel army and make his way to a refugee camp, where a British aid worker named Emma McCune discovered him. McCune took an immediate liking to the tough boy with his AK-47 as tall as he was and his ammunition belt dragging on the ground, and she snuck Jal with her onto a UN flight to Kenya, away from war and into the start of a new life. The last song on the album, Emma, is a tribute to her.
Hungry belly, lies in my eyes, head too big for my size. That's another little starving child, running around in Africa, born to be wise.
In Kenya, Jal was haunted by his war experiences. He says it was music that helped him keep the nightmares at bay.
I used to watch TV a lot, so I started watching guys rapping and I said, let me try to write something. And then I realized I became busy and my dreams are beginning to disappear. So, and I become having friends and people giving me attention. It created love around me and I found home.
Emmanuel Jal's raps are at times almost childlike in their simplicity and directness. Some of that's the issue of language, and maybe there are some deeper artistic and psychological reasons for handling these issues that way. But Jal says his childish hatred of Muslims and Arabs has been replaced by a more sophisticated understanding of Africa. In his song Vagina, he holds multinational corporations responsible for much of the continent's personal and political devastation.
So my call is to all the corporate companies, it's like telling them stop in Africa. She's not your prostitute. It's like you go anytime you want, you grab what you like, you leave the people starving on the TV for the public here to start sending aid.
Genocide in Rwanda, child soldiers with broken hearts in Uganda, massacre taking place in Sudan.
Last year, Jal went back to Sudan for the making of a documentary about his life, also called War Child. He says it was not an easy homecoming.
And what made me sad was to realize the war has reached the core of my family. People have been scarred, that scars that will haunt you until the day you die. My little sister was raped several times in that war. And my bigger sister, she was married when she was 13 to one of the warlords, and she was like a sex slave to him.
Left home at the age of 7. 1 year later, I leave with an AK-47. By my side, slept with one eye open wide. Run, duck, play dead and hide.
Jal was at first reluctant to write about his life. And his songs certainly stand in stark contrast to the glorification of guns and violence that characterizes a lot of Western hip-hop. Ironically, it was American rappers' tales of life in the inner city that gave Jal the courage to begin exploring his past in his music. And as his story has emerged, it's taken on a life of its own, even overwhelming the music itself, so that now it's all about the story. And that's a mixed blessing from an artistic perspective. The work comes from an incredibly potent source, but it's so potent, in fact, that it can overwhelm the sometimes meager vessel trying to carry it.
I pledge allegiance to my motherland that I'll do everything possible to make a stand.
For NPR News, this is Christian Bordal.
Emmanuel Jal's new CD is called War Child, and for more information, you can go to npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.